Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about man's idea of what is fair as compared to fairness and the justness of God. Let's pick up there today. Listen to how Revelation 16, verses 4 through 7 states it. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink. They are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Don't try to charge God's doing something cruel. He's doing what is just, what is righteous, and what should be carried out. It is altogether true. Now, notice the fair play in all of this. Now, I got to admit, sometimes I think we misuse the word fair. Well, it's only fair they do this. Well, no, it's not always only fair because you say, well, we let this kid do it, but we're not going to let that kid do it. That's not fair. Well, it might be because one kid deserved to do it. They earned it. And the other kid did not. You just don't give it to them because they're a kid. I've used the illustration on the radio, and let me use that illustration again. I can be backing up a car, and you have a little three-year-old, and your little three-year-old suddenly darts out behind my car. My car hits it and kills your three-year-old, your own little three-year-old child. And you come back to me, and you say, well, look, I want to be fair about this. Give me one of your three-year-old grandchildren. Let me kill them. You say, well, that's not fair. Well, actually, that is fair, but it's not just, is it? But see, when God does things, they're fair and they are just, they're true, and they're righteous altogether. So we see his fair play in all of this. They sold Israel's sons and daughters. So now their sons and daughters are sold to Judah. Now remember again and mark it down, God is not mocked. Now I believe that we see an illustration of this in the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus Christ told that story in Luke chapter 16. Lazarus is poor, but a believer in God. The rich man has nothing but disdain for this poor guy, who's full of sores and must lay at the gates. He can't take care of himself and expect to be fed with crumbs from the table, hoping that he can get them before the dogs do. The dogs lick his sores. In Luke 16:25, we find that they both have died now, and Lazarus, because he's a believer, is in Abram's bosom. It's also called paradise. But the rich man, he is in hell and says he is tormented in this flame. Now, don't you think it's more than just separation from God? Some try to teach it that hell is not a fire, but it's just been separated from God, and that is all. Well, Jesus says it's a fire. You can count on Jesus' word. That's one of the torments. Now, can't you see that he says, I am tormented in this flame? He doesn't say, I am tormented in this as it were fire. Oh, this, I am tormented in this symbolism of fire. Oh, no. as it were, is not written in there because it's not supposed to be in there because it wasn't written in there to begin with. Now, somebody may devise a new Bible translation and put it in for themselves, but it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be breathed out by God. It'd be breathed out by man, and it'd be evil and wrong. The burning bush in the desert that Moses saw, it was literally on fire in that dry desert region, yet it was not consumed. God gave it as an illustration using wood, i.e., that is, a fuel for fire, to show that hell can and is a literal lake of fire, and just as the bush was burning, and yet it did not consume, and Moses saw it, hell is going to be a place where men burn forever and ever. They feel the literal pain of hell, but they are not able to finally pass away or cease to exist, nor are they able to escape it. And that's just one of the torments of that place called hell. In verse 25, it says, "But Abraham said, Son, remember," that's Luke 16, by the way, "that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Now, folks, let me tell you this. The rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. Lazarus did not go to heaven because he was poor. No, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom because he believed in God. He received Christ. He had received the Lord. And now he is in heaven. By the way, 2,000 years later, Lazarus is still a living spirit enjoying the paradise of heavens. Whereas the rich man is still in hell. 2,000 years more from now, he'll still be in hell. And 2,000 after that, he'll still be burning in the lake of fire, not able to cease to exist, and still tormented in the flame. Oh, my friend, and that'll go on even 1,000,000 years from now. 2,000,000 years from now, he'll be tormented in the flame. Lazarus, he has perfect health, he has perfect mind, and he is consciously enjoying it all and will enjoy paradise even 1,000,000 years from now. Praise the Lord. Christian, that's what Jesus did on the cross. The Bible tells us that he endured the cross. He despised the shame, Hebrews 12:2 says. But why would he endure it and despise it? For the joy set before him. Oh, he saw the great beauty and joy of heaven, and that sustained him to endure all things. My friend, you can do all things through Christ. You're going to do it through Christ, and you'll also learn to endure and keep the joy set before you. Don't look at men. Don't look at the moment. Focus on eternity. Focus on Jesus Christ. Keep Jesus Christ and eternity in your heart, and let it ever be there. Don't let the devil take your focus away from God's word, God's will, God's way. Never let the devil take your focus from Jesus Christ. So when the Lord says he will sell their sons and daughters into Judah's hand, it means they will be under their controlling force and authority. Now notice what they will do. They will sell them to the Sabian. Now not only are those Islamics and all nations who thought to mistreat them, that did not want to help Israel, and they'll be sold out to the Jews, and now it's in their power and authority, and they will sell them to the Sabians, a people far off. We know the Jews were sent far off throughout the world, and so it's just that now these are sent off into the world. In that day, the Sabians are considered a reprehensible and uneducated people, uneducated in the arts, the letters, and the Jews are going to, you might say, put them back just back in that day, they're going to put them back to the places that they would despise most. You see, their arts and learning seem to be desired. Now they want that what the Jew has, but they're going to be sold to these barbaric tribesmen. Their retribution is just, my friend. It's something that must take place, and it will take place. The voice of your own mind. Can you imagine that? The rich man was told, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime. And he hears somebody talking to him about God. He's brought back to his lifetime. Just like you've said in the church service and you've heard the gospel preached and you're given an invitation to receive Christ. You said, not now. Just like somebody's tried to share with you the gospel and asked you to come to Jesus Christ. You said, oh, no, not this moment. Or you tried to blame, well, there's hypocrites in the church. Well, now you're going to be with the hypocrites in hell. And so you've used all these examples and all these excuses, and now you're going to hear your mind. And you're going to hear that recorded throughout all eternity, and you're going to say, I must have been crazy. I must have been mad. How stupid I was. Now, Christian, in this day, it is hard. But we need to be mindful of the purpose and the promise that God has given us. Now, our purpose in life is seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, it's hard. And worse things can happen, as did happen to the martyrs, as things that happened to Lazarus and others. And some of those things may happen to you, but just patiently endure it as Christ endured the cross. Endure it without grumbling against the Lord and the lot that you've been given in this life. Don't quit. Stay holy. Stay righteous. Keep biblical standard. The greater the darkness of this world, the better and brighter our light will be if you stay true to God. Sometimes, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, that he's a divider even in the home. And you've got your children going a worldly way of religion. You say, well, they're at least in church. Well, you could say that of they're at least in a Hindu church, or at least they're in a Seventh-day Adventist church, at least they're in a Jehovah Witness church, at least they're in a Muslim church. Oh, you can go on and say all that. That's not good.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.